Hello everyone, Lisa Dalton here, and welcome to the Finding Peace Within podcast. I am your host, Lisa L. Dalton. The Finding Peace Within podcast was created to help you find your authentic self through spiritual awareness. And how do you do that? You do that by studying the Word of God and doing the necessary work that you need to do in order to find that peace within. Now, we have been talking about, I just want to be me. That's what we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, past month, actually, in the Finding Peace Within podcast. And we're continuing to talk about, I just want to be me. And what does it really mean to be me? I had a conversation with a friend of mine this week, and just talking about how we become who we are. And for the most part, that happens in our environment, that happens based on our family dynamics, the things that we've learned in our life has created us to be who we are. And sometimes as we grow up, we don't really like that person. We find ourselves doing things that does not agree with our spirit. And today we're going to dig a little deeper. Today we're going to dig a little deeper. When being me doesn't include you. That's pretty deep, y'all. When being me doesn't include you. Let's talk about that. When being me doesn't include you. And before we get into the podcast, I want to say, if you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me on Facebook, Lisa Wilson Dalton. Just type in Lisa Dalton. It will come up. And on Instagram, it is I get so confused with all these handles. Just type my name in, Lisa Dalton. You'll find me there on Google. Just Google my name, Lisa L. Dalton, and you'll find me there. As you all know, I like to always open up the podcast with a quick word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We honor your name. We praise you, oh God. We ask that you be with me as I teach this lesson on what it means to be me and what happens when being me doesn't include the people that are surrounded by me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Now let's get into this podcast. What happens when being me doesn't include you? First of all, let's identify what it means to be me. When you're able to be yourself, you can be unapologetically yourself. You don't have to apologize for who you are. You don't have to apologize for the things you like to do. You don't have to apologize for your behavior. Now, I always say, if your behavior is not becoming, if you're rude and disrespectful, that's not good behavior. No one wants to be around a person who is rude and disrespectful. So we always want to present ourselves as our best selves. And that's not always easy to do. But if you have to apologize for being who you are, that's not being your authentic self. And the most important thing about being yourselves and being a part of someone's life is just being accepted. Can you accept me and all my crazy and love me still? If you can't love me and all my crazy and I have to change everything about myself in order for you to be okay with me, then we're not going to have a good relationship. Someone is not going to be happy. So when you're able to be yourself, I can walk in a room and not feel like I have to turn the switch off. If I got to turn the switch off, then we're going to have some problems. But what happens when being me doesn't include you? One thing I know, in order to get to this shift, how to shift from the toxic relationships that we have, are those relationships that no longer serve us well. There are a few steps that I think we should do. These are things that I've done and still trying to do as an adult, you know, still trying to do that thing. The one thing is speak your heart. Speak your heart. when you speak from the heart, you know, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever the heart, you know, the matters of life, the cares of life sits in our hearts. And when our hearts are feeling down and hurt, our mouth speaks those things, and whatever we carry in our being comes out of our mouth, and that is our soul. So when you speak your mind and you speak your heart and you teach people, Dr. Phil says this, we teach people how to treat us by the way we treat ourselves. And so how I see you treat yourself, even when I'm having conversation with you and you pull back and you don't. Now, again, we're not talking about being rude. We're talking about having adult conversations and saying how you feel in a way that a person can receive it and not be defensive about it. Because, again, you're talking about yourself. So when people get upset about how you talk about yourself, then that's not your problem. But be sure you are speaking your heart. Number two, don't cry wolf. So when you say, I'm not going to tolerate this, you're not going to talk to me this way. No, I don't take part in those type of things. Then you stand by that. And when that person or other people come to you and they want you to do that thing, it's like, I don't indulge in those types of behaviors. I don't get down like that. You know, so no one know, people know, don't come ask me, you know, let's go to a wine sipping thing, you know, because that's not what I do. You know, the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And yes, you know, Jesus went and hung out with, you know, those with the sinners, and that's what Jesus did, you know, but some sinners, I don't think I want to be hanging out with. There's just some places the Bible also says there are some things that shouldn't be named among the saints. So as a woman of God, there are just some places you won't see me, and I'm not going to compromise that. So when you are saying no to a situation, let your no be no and your yes be yes. That's number two. Don't cry wolf. Every time I come to you and you say you're not going to do it and you end up doing, then I'm not going to take what you say seriously. People will use that to their advantage. So you be sure you stand your ground on what you say. No, we're not going to do that. No, not going there. Number three, be consistent in your decisions. That goes along with not crying wolf. Be consistent. If I say I need you to communicate to me verbally, not through a text message, the next time you send me a text message about money, then I'm going to say, no, what did I ask you to do? I asked you to communicate. Let's talk. I don't want to talk about money on no cell phone or text message. You pick up the phone and you call me because I need to hear your voice. And sometimes you need to be in the same room because I need to see your face. What are we talking about? I say this all the time to my husband. Don't be texting me about no money. Let's talk about that. Mm-mm. So when you say these are the guidelines, these are the boundaries that I'm setting in place for me. For me, these are my boundaries. Then you stick to that. You know, the Mexico has a border between the United States and Mexico. Y'all know what was happening. We can't come across that border. There are boundaries. You can't step across that line. And you stick to that. Stick to that line. Number one, speak your heart. Speak your heart in love. Say how you feel about what people are doing to you. I was on Ayanna Van Zandt's live on yesterday for a little bit. And she was talking about what do you need to surrender? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to, and a lot of people were saying how they needed to surrender bad relationships. They needed to surrender the weight gain, being in a place where they can say no. They surrendered bad jobs. And I was like, there are a lot of people, and a lot of people needed to surrender self-doubt, self-hatred. And when you don't love yourself, it is projected. And then people will take advantage of you because you are not standing in who you be. You don't even know who you are in order to communicate to people how they should treat you. And that's when people get hurt, when you don't know the value that you have. God made you, and everything God made is good, and that includes you. God made you good. God made you good. Number two, don't cry wolf. So when you say no, you say yes, let it be no and yes. Don't compromise on that. We talked about that on the last podcast, the compromise. Every time you compromise, it just chips away. It just chips away at you, you know? Every time it just chip, 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 chip. Every time you compromise, and after a while, you're going to be this big, small, the size of a nickel. And then you're going to go looking for yourself, and you're not even going to know who you are. Number three, be consistent in your decisions. Don't be one way today, another way tomorrow, another way next week. One thing about me, I can't get excited about what people do when they're like fish, just flopping all over the place. Okay, you're nice this week, but what is it going to be next week? I can't get excited about what you do for me because you're not consistent in what you do. Be consistent in what you do. That's important. Now, number four, have a plan. The Bible says that the Lord gives us a way of escape out of everything. One thing my mama told me, you always have a bag packed with some money. Because you never know, man. Folks be acting kind of strange. You never know. You might need to take a trip on the gospel ship. You might need to go a couple of days. Like, hey, I'm taking a trip. Have your bags packed, man. Because people be having you looking crazy out here. And if you need to get away to prove a point, sometimes we just have to show people. My grandma said, I can show you better than I can tell you. I'm going to show you I mean business. Because when I need to be me and it doesn't include you, that means you're not going to have your way with me. You're not going to have your way with me because I'm not going to allow it. Have a plan. Have your girlfriend say, hey, when I called you and say I'm on the road, you already know what time it is. Y'all got to have some Morse code, some ding, 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 ding. Somebody got to know what all that means. My friend Shayla called me one time and she was talking in code. I was so literal. She was like, Lisa, come on. And after it was all over, she called me back. She said, now, look, girl, if I call you and I say da, 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 then you need to be on it because you slipping. She said, you slipping. This is what it means on the streets. This is what it means on the streets. I'm like, okay, I got it. You won't have to do that anymore. But your ride or die need to know what time it is with your action plan. Somebody needs to know what your action plan is and where you're going. Where you going? I've had to do that. My girl, I don't know how many times. In my previous marriage, I had to have a backpack and some money, not a debit card, some cash in the hand. Because you never know. You might need a break. Start saving. That's again, my mama said, don't ever find yourself in a place where you don't have no money. You better have some money. Be able to get to it. Not have to go to the ATM. What if the ATM is broke that particular night or that particular day when you need to make your exit? You better have some money buried in the ground somewhere in the flower pot in the backyard somewhere in a firebox. You better have some cash. But don't let people put you in a place of depression. I'm telling you, I've been there. I know. You sit beside each other. You don't even know if you can even say, hey, they just suck the life out of you. And I had a friend, thank you, who explained the difference between the alternator and the battery and how it works. I got it now. Thank you, babe. I got it. But you know, when we get there and we know it's time to shift, don't worry about people's feelings. That's the being nice part. But I'm going to be kind enough to tell you, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say stuff like that to me. Eventually, they will get the message. But again, we teach people how to treat us. And when it's time to exit, they won't be surprised. Now, of course, if you're married, you gotta try to work it out. Go to counseling, do what you need to do, talk about it. But if it's friends and toxic relationships and friendships, man, child, boo. Bye, Felicia. That's what we said. Bye, Felicia. See you later. Bye. You don't need friendships that you can't be yourself with. You always got to lower yourself, get quieter and quieter and quieter because you hanging out with insecure people who need to be the spotlight. No, I don't need to dumb it down so you can look good. We all can look good when we do our work. When you do your work, we all look good. We can all be in this place. If that's what we want to do, we can have, the Bible says, for us to have peace with all men. I watched this movie. It's called The Girl King. And she said, peace is one of the hardest things to do. To have peace is hard because that means you got to compromise on some things. Again, to compromise means it's a win-win situation. We know the next time we're going to have your way. You can't get the cake this time. You're going to get pie. Okay. But next week, we're going to have pie. You can't have cake all the time. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That means you can't get your way all the time. That's when the compromise comes. But when you want peace, you got to put peace out there. You got to speak your mind. I had to do that just like recently. I'm like, yo, no, you're not going to ruin my weekend over something petty. That can be fixed. If you want to fight, if we're going to have a bad weekend, it best be something big, not this right here. And you need to figure out why you go from 0 to 100, like in a snap. Because that's not about me. That's not about me. That's about you. So if you hang around with people who go from 0 to 100 at a snap, man, y'all better fix that. That's what I'm saying. Do things you like to do. When you're planning your shift, if they don't want to go, no problem. You don't want to hang out, no problem. You don't want to travel, no problem. I work every day. If I want to take a trip, I'm going to say, hey, love, I'm going. And most of the time, you'd be like, okay. I work hard. Work hard. Play hard. Work hard. Play hard. That's what you do. That doesn't mean you got to stop being yourself. But you got to know how to shift. You got to know how to execute that thing. Speak your heart in love. Let people know how you feel, where you're coming from. And when you don't play cry wolf and you're consistent, and you got your plan, you set those boundaries, people will respect you, will begin to respect you. It's when we waver in what we say we're going to do when people lose respect for us. And that's what you don't want. You don't want people to lose respect for you. If I say I'm not coming, I'm not coming. If I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. It doesn't mean you're rebellious. That just means I want you to take me serious. I'm serious about being me. I'm serious about being Lisa. And I am still discovering things about myself that I did not know. I did not know. I really do like being home. Since COVID, I really like being at the house. And another thing, I don't like the shop. I was out with my husband a couple of weekends ago, and I wanted to go to South Park. But then as I started looking around, I was like, I don't like shopping. He was like, okay, let's go. I just wanted to get out of the house, but I don't like shopping. So don't ask me to go shopping unless I'm looking for something specific. I'm going to go in and look for it and come back out. I have gone to the store and have had buggies full of stuff and put it all back. No wonder I don't want to spend no money. Now, if it's Home Depot, that's a different thing. That's my store, Home Depot. Y'all know that. But this is the deal, y'all, as I begin to wrap up. When you want to become to be yourself, I just want to be me. I just want to stand and do the things that I enjoy doing. You gotta make a shift and start to cut some people out your life. It doesn't mean you hurt feelings, you're not considerate, you're not thoughtful. It's that it's just time. It's time for me. It's time for me. And it's okay. You have permission to be you. You have permission to be you. God created us in His image, and we took on His characteristics. God is love. And if you're taking away, you're taking the ability for me to love away, then we're going to have to part ways. Because I want to be a very, very good image of God. I want to be love, and I want to be loved. L-O-V-E-D. Yeah, I want to be loved. Hey guys, I hope and pray this was helpful to you. When being me doesn't include you, understanding how to make the shift to get people out of your life. Speak your mind. Speak your heart. Don't cry wolf. Be consistent in your decisions. Have a workable plan. And have your money and your suitcase packed. But you never know when you might have to take an exit. You want to be ready. And let your ride or die know where you're going. Just in case. Yeah, just in case. Next week, I'm going to have... We're going to start having some guests, and I want you guys to tune in, because there are some people who have found their way to shift people out of their lives so they can be who they be when they be. Let's close out with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We honor you, oh God. We just thank you for this word as we all continue to grow and to learn to be that person you created us to be. Now, be with us as we go through the rest of our week. Let us have a wonderful, 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 beautiful, and peaceful week. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you guys, go to Amazon. Get my new book, Today's Investment, Tomorrow's Return. 25 personal investments to add value to your life. Yes, and then... tune in to Lisa 6 and 3 Monday through Friday on Facebook between 6 and 7. I give a little 3-minute morning devotion strength for you as you go through your day. And listen to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Just again, Google my name, Lisa L. Talton. And guess what? You need to smile, show up, and succeed every day. A center soul is what? A center mind. You guys, be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Finding Peace Within podcast with Lisa L. Dalton. Now, don't forget to connect with Lisa on all her social media outlets. Just Google her name, Lisa L. Dalton, or Finding Peace Within, and you'll find her there. And remember this, a centered soul is a centered mind.